Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about praying and taking a look at various aspects of prayer that we read about in Scripture, some of the attitudes that we ought to have, some of the content. Things we ought to pray about, people we ought to pray for. And we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about praying with a clear mind. And doing so because, well, we anticipate the return of Jesus. And we want clarity so that we would live by faith and not by fear. We read in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." I think because of the passing of time, we lose the urgency that the first century Christians had regarding the return of Jesus. And while we expect that it could happen at any time, we rarely live like it is going to. And it's living life in that balance of preparing for a temporary future here on earth while still preparing for an eternal future in heaven. And one of the difficulties is we don't want to be a burden on anyone. The Bible teaches us that we should not, to the best of our ability, become a burden to someone. But we also want to apply the rest of Scripture. And I think that's why Peter writes, and he says that we ought to be self-controlled. We ought to be clear-minded. I think the King James Version, some of the older translations will say sober-minded. But it's not just being clear-minded and self-controlled. It's living with those characteristics so that we can pray. Because that's the key to balancing the decisions of this life. It's checking with Dad. As we read the life of Jesus, we continually find him drawing away from very meaningful work, very productive work from a human standpoint, but drawing away from those things for a season so that he can spend time with his Father in prayer, in communication, so he would know what needed to be done. I definitely can't understand the dual nature that Jesus lived in with being God and man. There was definitely an awareness of things that no one else had an awareness of. But he made it clear throughout his life, throughout his teaching, that he could do nothing apart from the Father. That it was that connection with his Father that brought about the miracles, that brought about the clarity of teaching. And I can't help but know that if Jesus needed to spend time in prayer with his Father to accomplish the work that God had sent him to earth to accomplish, how much more, while my work isn't as great as his, but how much more do I need to be clear-minded and self-controlled so that I can pray in order to know the work and to do the work God has for me here on earth. And a recognition that time isn't on my side. There's a day that Jesus returns. There's a day that this body quits. It's finished. And when that time comes, the work here on earth is done. And when we spend time with clarity and in faith, having these conversations with God, we're not only preparing ourselves for eternity, we're preparing ourselves for now. That we would walk and live and act by faith. Sometimes we get teaching about the end of all things, as Peter writes. And it creates fear. But what happens when we hear those teachings, when we even read God's word regarding the end of all things, and we talk to God about it? We ought to become filled with faith, knowing that He cares for His own, that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, that we should not be alarmed. But His promises of us being caught up together with those who have gone before us is true. And so we pray. And we look towards that day that this life is done and we enter into the fullness of life. And when we are filled with the confusions of this world, our prayer life often becomes rather disjointed. And oftentimes we really need to sit back and take time, take a moment, take 5 moments, take whatever it takes to clear our mind of fear, of the worry, of anything that is not of God. To control ourselves. Many times the anxiousness that at least enters into my life are, well, things that happen because of a lack of self-control. I've not submitted those thoughts. I've not taken them captive and submitted them to Jesus. And so we live with a greater degree of self-control, a greater degree of clarity in mind, so that our prayers, our conversations with God, guide us in whatever days that we have, so that when Jesus does return, we hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the various things that we need in order to draw near to you. You've given us forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. You've given us your Spirit to help us, to guide us, to convict us. You've given us your word to teach us. And Father, there are many times in this life that we become fearful, that our anxious thoughts take over. Times when we consider the future, when we consider this life. Times when we consider the end of this life. And sometimes the enemy stirs up disinformation that fills us with fear. Sometimes it's people around us that plant those seeds of fear in our life. Sometimes it's just us ourselves. And so, God, today I pray that you would help each of us to be clear-minded, that we would not cloud our mind with things that are of no use, that are not helpful, that fill us with thoughts that are not productive, that we would live self-controlled lives, knowing that it's not really self that's controlling, it's a self-control that submits to your spirit, so that you're in charge. Now, Father, may both of those aspects in our life help us to pray more earnestly, more effectively, more focused on faith rather than fear. And Father, as we live with ever-increasing signs that this world is decaying, that it's doomed for destruction, signs that have reason to fill people with fear, at least if they don't know your promises. But even for those that do know your promises, there are times where the happenings and circumstances of this world are fearful. And so, God, help us to pray. Pray that we would live with our life and our will aligned to yours. Pray that we would make the most of every opportunity, knowing that these are evil days. Praying that we would be an encouragement to one another, all the more as we see that day approaching. Father, help us to pray that we would be found faithful. And Father, as we draw near to you, may we lift up Jesus. As we lift him up, we're assured that you draw all people to him. And we pray and we ask that in his name. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.